on our program today, we're going to take time and talk about the Boone 100s Club. And we're joined by Dave Sherry and Shelley Graybaum, who somehow or other, sitting down and starting to talk, came up with this idea. I believe. Shelley, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And Dave, good to have you here. So what? How did this get started? Because I know Dave does work with a lot of philanthropy and things like that. And Shelley, you're an investment person. So what were you just getting together and talking about things or what?
Yeah, we sat down together one day at my office and started talking about how we would like to get the younger generation involved in giving. And I had an example of another office that was doing the same sort of idea, giving $100 and pooling it together to donate it to a greater cause. And Dave then piped in and said, hey, my dad is doing something similar to this where he's from. And so it just seemed like it was kind of a divine intervention there for us to get started. This was probably 4 years ago before we actually got this going, because as we all know, COVID came to be and it was really hard to get together. So this has been 4 years in the making.
So what's the philosophy behind the Boone 100s Club?
Well, it's just the power of working together, right? And so the idea is to make an individual gift of $100 to a nonprofit or to a cause. It doesn't feel like that's a very impactful gift. It certainly is what a lot of people can afford and can do. But if we can pool those $100 donations together with a group of 100 people, that's a $10,000 gift. And that's very impactful for any organization. And you know what we really want to do is find a way to get, as Shelley said, get younger people involved in giving, mm-hmm. but also folks who just aren't in a position to make a significant gift
sure.
themselves. And it's a chance for our community to come together, better our Boone community, just be involved in something positive.
They pick something. Okay, so first of all, obviously, we want to get people to be a part of it. So how would one find out what's going on? What are we working at here?
Well, we've started a Facebook page so that if you wanted to find out information, it's out there. Okay. We've also put it out on the Boone Community Chamber page as okay. well. And what it will look like is on April 19th, come to the high school at 6:30 p.m. We have three causes set up ready to give a 3 to 5 minute presentation on how these dollars would be impactful for them.
Okay.
And we will have three buckets. It's out there. You bring in your $100 in cash, exchange it for a poker chip, and get to decide which bucket you put it in after hearing the three causes, and we will total it up at the end of the 30 minutes is all we hope to have this last. We plan to give to that cause that won all of the monies that was collected.
So again, the idea would be if we have at least 100, we can raise $10,000.
Right.
And one of these causes will, again, sway the audience and get their votes.
Yeah, and a lot of things can come from this, right? One cause is going to walk away with the collection of all of our gifts. We would love to have 100 people. I think for our first meeting, I think we'd be thrilled with 50 people,
okay.
right? But
yeah.
As many as we can get. And so one cause is going to walk away with that money. But I think it's also an opportunity for members of the community to hear about the different causes, right?
Oh,
there are
yeah.
things, even as Shelley and her husband Matt and Kate and I, my wife and I, got together and started talking through this, there were things that we didn't each know about that the other had heard about. And I think it's a great opportunity to just highlight some causes. I think it's a chance to have some fun. Jake Doty's going to come and be playing music beforehand for
us. Well, that's worth it there.
That's worth it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake is incredibly talented and a fun guy, and he's excited to be a part of this. But the idea is 3 to 5 minute talk mm-hmm. from each of the causes. After listening to them all, you vote which one you want to give your poker chip to, mm-hmm. and then we bless that group.
Go for it. And they find out about all of them. That's like you said, they find out about other causes and other things that are out there too that may just spur them to assist other ways to step up and help out.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing keeping anybody if they liked more than one cause, if they want to track them down the hallway and make a gift or follow up with them and do something, you know, we would encourage that.
Yeah. So now, did you guys just put out a call or come up with ideas, brainstorm for the causes, or how'd you do that? Because there are a number of them out here.
There are a number of them. And I think this has been the hardest part.
Right. It would be probably just to narrow it down to three. But a good way to start, because we know if this is successful and if people really like this, we could do this again next year.
Yeah, we're hoping that this picks up steam. We're hoping it's successful and that people are excited about it and feel good about being a part of something positive like this. And if that's the read we get, we plan to do another one in the fall. Yeah. And we'd love to see it happen twice a year.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't even need to be a year. It could be for $100. A lot of people can give up a couple of coffees maybe or whatever they need to do and be able to help support it. So can you say what the causes are, or are they going to be a surprise? Do we need to be there?
You need to be there. You
need to be there.
All right.
Yes.
Shelley shared something when we were talking through this. We had a discussion, our families, the other night about whether or not we share the causes. And we kind of went back and forth, and Shelley talked about joyful giving, and that really struck a tone with us, and that we want people to come because they're excited to give, not necessarily because of what the causes are, that they're just joyful in the process, right?
Right.
Be a part of something.
Be a part of something bigger.
Helping something move ahead to be successful. And Shelley, by the way, folks, is with Edward Jones. So again, financial advising and looking at things like philanthropic giving and things like that. That's a big part of your business, too.
And it's just a big passion of mine. I have consistently always given back to the community in one shape or another. I've been on many different boards, from the Booster Club to Memorial Park to parent-teacher conference boards. You name it, I've given back, even in my church, and currently serving for the Boone County Hospital Foundation as well as the president. So giving back is just a big part of who I am. I just get to also help others do it as well, being part of the business that I have.
And I know, Dave, you work a lot with the foundation, not just Boone County, but Greene County as well.
Correct.
And part of it is philanthropic giving, entrepreneur, you know, doing those kinds of efforts.
Yeah, and you know, what I've learned is that it just feels good, right? It feels good to be around it. It feels good to be a part of it. It's just some really great things can happen, not only for individuals, but for communities, when people are in a position to be able to share their time, talent, and treasures. And if we can get a bunch of us together and share just a little piece, we can make a pretty big impact, and that's exciting.
And it's not going to take up a lot of your time. You said, hopefully around a half. Okay, if everybody gets there and starts talking, they're going to take a little longer than a half hour. But that's just the way they are. All right, so if they want to find out more of the specifics about what the idea is behind this, they can make contact, first of all, probably off Facebook, the Boone 100s. I think it's just Boone 100s Club?
Yeah, Boone 100s Club on Facebook.
Yep.
Or they can email us.
Okay.
We do have a Gmail account at Boone100Club@gmail.com.
One word, Boone 100, the number 100, Club, all together, @gmail.com.
Correct.
You could do that. And just show up.
Just show up and bring $100 cash. We're not in position right now to be taking credit cards or be taking checks or Venmo. We hope to become that advanced somewhere in the future. But for our first time out, bring $100 cash.
It'll be great.
And be there Wednesday.
It's going to be on the 19th at 6:30.
Correct.
6:30, high school auditorium. And I'm guessing probably high school's a little excited to, just to be a part of it, too.
Brett's always great to work with, and he was really excited about this, and he plans on being a member.
He'll be there. Yes, he will. If he doesn't have to go to some sporting event, which he's at all of them, it seems like, but he'll be there, too. Again, meet in the auditorium and at 6:30. Right. Or before. Get there before.
Sure. I just wanted to add one more thing is we don't want this to just be the city of Boone. Mm-hmm. We do want it to also be the whole county. So we want to include Ogden and Madrid as well, Luther and all the other surrounding areas. So when we're looking at causes, we want to try to look at all those different spaces as well. We just may not be totally aware of them. So mm-hmm. we will be looking for future causes as well in those different communities. So feel free to reach out to us as well on things we may not know about.
If again, there are people in the other communities, right. make contact and be a part, get to be a part of a group.
Right.
So make it a big, maybe we could do it quarterly. Who knows?
Who knows? Sky's the limit.
We don't know. It's we got to start first, though, and do it.
Right.
It is the Boone 100s Club. Again, if you have questions, want to find out more information, Boone 100 Club, one word, at gmail.com, and or show up on the 19th at the high school auditorium. And get there a little before 6:30. You
know, hey, maybe. Come early, listen to Jake play.
Yep, and bring $100 with you, too. You can bring 520s if you want. I'm just saying.
That's right.
They can. And hear about the three causes. Again, 3 to 5 minute presentations, not that long. And you get to make a vote, and which one you support, the one that gets the most, will be the one that is successful in selling the group on their cause, I guess, would be the big thing to say. Or the one that draws more of the interest from the community. Show up. It's going to be interesting, and I look forward to a very successful effort. We'll keep updated on it and what's happening. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thanks for having
us. Thank you.